say to me,
why the car have them?
If you want a knife and send someone for it, you'll say go.
Go look in the drawer and get the butcher knife.
Playing tag. What is the tree against which children can hold their hands and be safe? What's the tree?
When playing hide, called the base.
All right. In playing hide and seek, the children have to run in free and touch the what?
Touch the base.
All right, now this is, I'm going to talk about catch, like catching a ball. Mm-hmm. You throw a ball and ask somebody to
catch it.
I threw the ball and he...
He caught it.
I have been fishing for trout, but I haven't...
Caught a worm.
Let's meet in town. If I get there first, I'll...
If I get to town first...
I'll do what?
I'll see you.
No, we're supposed to meet in town.
Well, I'll wait on you.
After you have discharged him, he might come back to you and ask you to take him on again. He said, just give me...
Another chance.
That's right. Okay. If a man is in a very good mood, you say he is a very good...
Very good, sensible man. He can get along with you.
All right. And what do you call a person who is easy to get along with? He's a good what?
Good natured.
Somebody's got a smile on his face and a pleasant word for everybody. You seem to say that he's in a good...
Good mood, a good friendly person.
If you have a hired man who keeps on loafing all the time, you might decide to discharge him. Mm-hmm. And you say to a friend of yours, I think I'm going to get...
I think I'm getting rid of him. He ain't no good.
All right.
Fine.
He didn't know what was going on, but he wasn't sure he knew, but he did what?
He wasn't sure he knew what was going on, but he thought he knew.
All right. What's another word for acted? He acted like he knew.
He acted like he knew. He didn't.
Have you ever used the word made out?
Made out like he knew.
If someone stole your pencil, what is a slang word you might use? You say, who did what?
What rogue stole my pencil?
Let's not use stole. Let's use another word.
Took my pencil.
All right. What about swipe?
Yeah, swipe it, yes.
I had forgotten about that, but now I...
I remember it.
Okay, now this is the principal parts of the verb right. We're going to talk about right. You say, I have just...
Just done what?
You've been writing something.
I just finished the letter.
But you did what? Write?
I wrote it.
Yesterday
He wrote me.
And tomorrow I'll
write him.
And you might say to me, well, you must have a better memory than I do because I sure don't
remember.
And when I write a letter, I expect what?
I expect a return.
It's time I was getting and...
The time I'm getting the answer.
You put the letter in the envelope and then you take your pen and do what?
Back it.
I want to write to someone. Do you know his...
Address.
I know he lives in Bristol, but I don't know his...
What street you live on?
All right. If a little boy has learned something new, for instance, if he has learned to whistle, and you want to know where he learned that, you ask him what? Who
learned you how to whistle?
If someone can do something very well, and you would like to learn how to do it too, you ask who?
I want you to learn me how to do that, or show me how to do it.
When are you going to Miami? Right now we're...
Getting ready to go.
And what are your plans for next Wednesday?
I'm planning to go next Wednesday.
Someone asked if you put up that fence new fence yet. You say, no, but I...
No, but I am putting it up, but I won't start on it.
Okay. If a little boy has done something naughty and a little girl saw him do it, the boy might say, now don't you go to mother and...
Tell on me.
And what do we call the children who tell everything?
Tattletale.
If you want a bouquet for the dinner table, you go out in the garden and do what?
Cut the flower roses.
If you want to brighten up the room for a party and you have a lot of things growing in your garden, you go out and
get up a lot of flowers, different things.